What is the agency doing when it comes to KSAs and versus resumes and cover letters? There's a little bit of a buzz in the HR community and government that not everybody's really ready to let go of the KSAs yet.
Well, you know, the KSAs, the knowledge, skills, and abilities, are something that was very familiar to particularly HR specialists, but I for one, am so glad to see them gone. Actually, when I was in a previous role at the Department of Homeland Security a couple of years ago, I did away with them for the headquarters jobs because we could do away with KSAs at our own will. We just never did until hiring reform came and forced us to do something that something right. I think basically what getting away from those KSA essays, which that was the hard part, has taken the whole hiring process from a writing exercise with reams of paper to one where you have verifiable data, such as resumes and transcripts and other types of documentation that can be verified or not verified. And you get a more quality recruit when you can have that kind of documentation rather than the writing exercise drill that we had to go through.
Tell me about how you're doing with hiring times and what you're doing to try to cut the hiring times according to what Director Barry's talked about.
Yeah, we're doing pretty good. I just in early FY 2010, our time to hire was a little over 100 days here at Labor, but we have now got that down to 86 days. Basically, some of the things we've done are the same as some other departments. We have strict deadlines for our certificates. When a manager gets a certificate with all the people to consider for selection, we give them a deadline to make the interviews, make a selection. We also encourage them to schedule those interviews and block the interview times way in advance. If you know that a vacancy announcement is going to close, for example, on June 10th, and you can tell the manager, why don't you go ahead and start planning for your interviews on June 17th, even though the announcement hasn't closed yet. We're going to turn this back to you in a week. So that's helped a lot as well. But I think that over time, Francis, that all of us will begin to cut down and whittle down the number of days it takes to hire, because we've got that process in place to begin to do that, and that's a process check. I think more importantly now, it's time for us to shift the focus, and make the process as applicant inviting as possible. The more applicant inviting it is, I think the better we're going to have chances of getting quality candidates and diverse candidates as well. So it's no longer or shouldn't be the total focus in my view of process time. We've got that working for us. We're decreasing that. We need to focus now on the applicant and an applicant-friendly process and what I like to call an applicant-inviting process.
That's actually where I wanted to go next, because if you take 45 days to hire somebody and they're the totally wrong person for the job, you're further behind than when you started. Talk about the qualitative work that you're doing to make sure that the person fits and how the hiring manager fits into that equation, because for a long time, hiring managers in government thought they were kind of on the edges while HR did everything.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. And part of hiring reform is a more of engagement between HR and the hiring manager. So we bring the hiring manager in on what we call job analysis. You need to do a good job analysis before you make any vacancy announcement. And you need to really connect. The criteria that you're going to use to recruit needs to be the same as the criteria you're going to use to rate and rank all of the applicants you get, and then the criteria you're going to use again in the third phase for interviews. And the managers need to be a part of every one of those phases. And we're pretty much telling them that, you know, we can't take the next step without you. And we can't just pull some generic vanilla thing out of the HR playbook and then run it and hope that you're going to get the kind of applicant that you want to get. There's much more management engagement around that, but it really begins with the job analysis. What I do with managers, it's plain and simple. I start out with them and I just say, describe to me the ideal candidate. Describe to me the ideal employee for this position. And as they begin to talk and describe that person, then you can sort of translate that into, from the practical that they want to something a little more matching, a position description, a vacancy announcement, and a crediting plan. And they find that, managers I've worked with, at least, I find that approach very good, because we don't start out right off the bat with, you know, HR gobbledygook.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen any unintended consequences as you've navigated through the hiring reform process?
Not really. I think there were some, especially those that didn't want to let go of the KSAs, were kind of predicting that. But I have not seen any unintended consequences. I think, again, no matter what the pace of the process, the fact that we're looking at verifiable documentation, a resume. I mean, somebody put something on their resume. I graduated summa cum laude from somewhere. You can check that.
Mm-hmm.
Or if somebody, claims to be a veteran, well, you can check a DD-214. Somebody claims to have a 3.7. You can ask for a transcript. So I think by having verifiable documentation like that in this new process and not all of those essays, it's been the opposite of unintended consequences. It's actually been more quality candidates, and I think we're getting more and more diverse candidates because the process is much more applicant-friendly.
Are you still doing the essays further along in the process and not requiring them from everybody, or are they pretty much done altogether?
It really depends on the job, Francis. Now, of course, hiring reform, the president mandated no essays on the front end. But depending on the job that you are advertising, it may require something where you want to either see a writing sample or you want to see how somebody's analytical process works kind of laid out on a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
You might require it then. But by then, it has more job relevance. And by then, you're down to a smaller pool of individuals that you're dealing with. But I would say those are still now becoming less and less frequent, even on the back end.
I really appreciate your time to talk about this, and I look forward to continuing the dialogue as this progresses and we can learn more about how you're doing it at Labor. Thank you.